Before God destroyed the city of Sodom with fire and brimstone, he told Abraham that if Abraham could find one righteous person in that entire city, that God would stay his hand. Well, God knew that he would not find such a person. Is it possible that just one person in the entire population of the city who did things right could preserve it from destruction? Well, that seems to be the point of the story, that there were no people like that to preserve the city from the judgment of God. Jesus said, we are the preservative of the earth right now. We who follow him, we who believe in him, we who are saved, have been born again, filled with the Holy Spirit. We're the preservative of this world. We're saving it from the awful destruction that God is going to bring someday. And in the end, he will take his church out before he pours out his wrath and the destruction on the earth. Listen to what Jesus said. Matthew 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its saltiness, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. You see, Jesus said that we're preserving this world. We are the preservative in it. But if we lose our faith, if we still don't have that quality in us that God calls righteous, then for the want of righteous men and women, God will bring judgment upon the world. We are the salt of the earth. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I don't want to lose my saltiness. I don't want to lose that flavor, that salvation, that faith that I have in Jesus Christ that sustains me, and that grace which you have given me. Oh, Lord God, help me to remain faithful. Help me to remain salty, as Jesus said, righteous in your sight by the blood of Jesus. I pray I may live as that kind of a person today. In Jesus' name, amen.